you know, seeding this year was a little difficult. There's a lot of parity between all the teams, and a lot of teams hadn't played each other for some reason. That's unusual this year. But I thought we fared very well. The kids definitely put themselves in a position to be considered for some higher seeds, you know, with the way they performed all season long. And the success they had on the court all season definitely paid dividends, you know, going through these individually. You know, number one singles, Isaac Kins gets the 4 seed, 35-0. And they've got some tough players ahead of him. You know, he's got Isaac Gart, the defending state champions, the 1 seed. A new comer to the field is Frederico McCari from Nebraska City, a foreign exchange student. He's pretty salty. He's 17-5 or 6, but 5 of those losses are forfeits because they did not register him correctly with the NSAA. So he's actually 17-1, or be more or less than that. He's going to be good. And then Robert Seaton from Scott edged out Isaac just on strength of schedule to get the 3 seed. And one doubles, Evan and Lincoln are the 6 seed at 27-9. They played well enough to get themselves into that seed, and that winning against Beatrice moved them up at least 2 spots. So they could have very easily been the 8 or even the 7, maybe 9 seed. So they've had a great season there. Two singles, Mason Michaelis, defending state champion from last year's 2 singles tournament, 33-1. The only loss is to Asher Salisbury from Kearney, who I think is the 5 seed, if not mistaken, in the Class A tournament at 2 singles. So, you know, Mason set himself up really nicely for a good matchup, hopefully in the championship against a very solid player from Omaha Scott. But he's going to have a heck of a match against Daniel Bernhardson from Lincoln Christian. He's a very talented young player coming up the ranks. And then 2 doubles, the Miller boys. You know, Joel Nathaniel had a solid season, 32-3, and are the 3 seed. So set themselves up for a nice matchup, you know, and get some opportunities to get hopefully to day 2 and to some semifinal matchups.
Great seedings. There's some tough players out there, though, in singles and doubles. These guys will be running into, aren't there?
Oh yeah, you bet. It's tough, you know. It's just state. That's the way it is with all the sports. You know, you get to the final championship of the year, and you play the top dogs. And you know, Isaac being the number 4 seed, you know, he'll most likely play a player that we are kind of considered for a seed. You know, at 12 with Omaha Brownell Talbot, who's 6-5. Then he's going to play against Alliance, a kid that Mason has played and beat him 8-0 just last week. So kind of giving the nod to the Omaha Brownell Talbot for Isaac's first matchup in the second round because he gets that bye. Then he's going to get, you know, a really tough draw in the quarterfinals against Crete, the number 5 seed. A very young freshman that's 14-6, but has played some great competition, and that'll be a heck of a quarterfinal matchup to hopefully get into the semifinals. At 2 singles, Mason, you know, the 1 seed, sets himself up pretty nice to get to day 2. He'll play the winner between Omaha Brownell Talbot, who is 3-7, and another kid from Adams Central that he just beat 6-1, 6-1. That'll be a toss-up, honestly. Both of those players are real even. So I like the odds of Mason getting that first that win in the second round, and then he'll get to the third round and play, most likely, I'm going to say, probably Cade Huck from Scott's Bluff. He'll have to play Grayson Strauss from Lexington. They played once, and the Lexington kid won in a tiebreaker. So I'm going to kind of go with the kid from Scott's Bluff. We've seen him more. I think he's a little better player. But either way, Mason's beat both of them, and I'm not worried about that. And then he'll get into, you know, a semifinal matchup against the hopefully the 4 seed, Daniel Bernhardson from Lincoln Christian, who's going to be a very solid player. So, you know, Mason's got himself a pretty good road to hoe to get to the semifinals in day 2 on Friday. 1 doubles. Lincoln and Evan, the 6 seed, they will play the winner between Omaha Roncalli, who is 0-6, and the 11 seed from Adams Central, Bolin and Kowicki, related to Justin Quickley. This is Justin Quickley. This is his nephew, I believe. Uh-huh. And we beat those guys last Saturday in McCook. The Adams Central team, 6-1, 6-2. I really think that's who we're going to match up with, and I think that's a great matchup for us because we're just a better team on the court. And then they will get into a quarterfinal matchup, most likely against a 3 seed, GICC. We lost to them kind of earlier in the season, 3-8. But I do like our matchups there. And then last round, the 2 dubs, with the Miller boys, or the three seed, they will play the winner between Waverly, who was 2-12, and another team we kind of looked at for possible seeding in the 12th spot, a team from Elkhorn South, or Elkhorn North, who was 5-4. I believe the Waverly team lost to Elkhorn North kind of middle part of the season, 8-6, so a tight matchup, so pretty even matchup there. So they get through that match, then they're going to most likely play against them. To me, a dark horse, the team from Lexington. We played these guys, men's, and Schwartz. We played those guys the first day they played together in the Lexington Invitational. We beat them 6-4, 6-1, but they were good. So it's gonna be tough. We're gonna have to play some great tennis. From the get-go, kids have been focused all week. We're excited. I know some of them are a little disappointed not getting seated as high as they thought they should, so I'm hoping they use that frustration and anger and use it in a positive way as we go into play on Thursday.
Finally, favorites to win Class B by the time it's all said and done on Friday.
Well, it's tough, you know. You look at Nebraska City, who's a team that's just kind of gone on the radar because this foreign exchange student comes in from Argentina or Chile or where he's from. He's a good player. Moves their number one singles guy from last year to number two singles. So there's one and two singles are salty. They're tough. But they don't have much in doubles. So looking all the way through things, you know, Mount Michael, defending state champs, I believe. They have some pretty high seeds. They have a very good team. Gosh, you know, you can't rule out Scott. Scott's a new team coming back into the swing of things. They've been down for quite a few years, but they really got a nice team coming back. So we're going to be right in there, too. I like the way our kids are playing. We've had two great weeks of tennis, playing some good competition. I think we're battle-tested. I think we've had a great season. The kids just need to go out and play to our strengths and, you know, exploit the weaknesses of our opponents and, you know, let the ball bounce where it goes.